And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about this one. I'm talking about Alabama. I mean it. I'm saying. I mean, this show sends its signal like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. So it is that time of year. It's that second time of year. If you, like me, have often put your taxes on extension, this is the time. You're in that final stretch now where you're like, okay, the tax man cometh. And I, you know, first of all, I recognize that government cannot be run for free. I'm a realist. I get that. Jesus said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and he was actually discussing taxes at the time when he said it. I think he implied far more than just that, but I think at the same time, the question was, and he didn't deny. I get it. Roads and bridges cost money. Our military costs money. It takes a bit to run the court system and have state troopers on the highways and whatever. I get it. But I also know for a fact that the government too often just cannot get enough of your money. Just, I mean, like, can't get enough. And it's largely because they get into the idea that government is the end-all, be-all, and it can do stuff. It can, and if you give us more money, we can do more stuff. And don't you know, people want us to give them free stuff. But we got to have your money to give them the stuff. And so here we go. And that socialist mentality, that the idea that the social welfare of the nation is dependent upon the government, it sort of gets to the point that you look at it and go, at what point are they ever going to see that truthfully, you can only go so far with this before you wind up having a sort of a depleted return on investment? I mean, the famous quote from Margaret Thatcher when she was Prime Minister of England, the problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money. It's a famous line. And it just serves to remind us that, you know, while government handouts may sound good, somebody's still got to foot that bill. And so here we are. It's that time of year. People are, you know, having to, those who went on extension for one reason or another are having to figure out, okay, I got to get the paperwork done. I got to. By the way, has anyone, besides, is there a reason why tax forms have to be that difficult? I don't know about you. I will be honest with you. I have an advanced degree. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I have an advanced degree. I've been around the block a few times. I've actually been to places and done some stuff. I hate filling out the W-4 with a paycheck. I look at it every time and I'm thinking, I have no idea what to put here. Is it a 1? Is it a 0? Do I claim this? What am I doing? How much? I don't know. I mean, at some point I've gotten to where I just look at somebody and go, what would you put? I mean, it's they make it painful. All right, that being said, let's talk about things that are happening. Let me point out to you, by the way, that this is one of the chief dividing lines between liberals and conservatives. And by the way, I will say once again that I am fully cognizant of the fact that being a Republican does not guarantee you are a conservative. Liberals versus conservatives. Libs hate tax cuts. They don't even pretend. And there are those out there who are determined to do away with any opportunity to give back to the people. Why? Because they believe that government's important. Don't you understand? We got government. We're the government. We're the government, and we're here to help. Story here that came out in March of this year. This one came from Fox Business. It says, ahead of the release of President Biden's budget, the White House repeatedly signaled that Biden would propose to raise taxes on the wealthy, while trashing the tax cuts signed into law by his predecessor, Donald Trump, as reckless and irresponsible. Don't you dare give money back to the people. Karine Jean-Pierre, did say that the budget that was going to be proposed would include, quote, tax reforms to ensure the wealthy and large corporations pay their fair share, while cutting wasteful spending on special interests like big oil and pharma. First of all, I am immediately suspect anytime somebody uses the word fair share. When my kids were growing up, they were not allowed to use the words fair in the house. Dad, that's not fair. What's fair? What does fair mean? Where'd you get fair? But Dad, it's not fair. He's got more. We don't talk about fair in this house. It's like a participation trophy to me. What participation trophies are to boomers, fair is to me. He's over there laughing right now. It's true. And we both feel that way about masks. So there. But the president referred to, the White House has previously discussed that it wanted to quadruple the tax on corporate stock paybacks. Quadruple. You want to quadruple an existing tax. Well, here's one. Let's make it four times bigger. At which the president's team insists that they won't raise taxes on anyone making less than $400,000. By the way, that is a notional. Wait, where did the $400,000 come from? When did that become the magic number? I mean, they don't even try to say something like making X amount less than, you know, the median family income. They don't do that. They just say, what's it going to be? $400,000, which is never true. Another proposal proposed to be in Biden's budget is a 20% minimum tax on people worth more than $100 million. Okay, I get it. They got $100 million. Let me tell you what people with $100 million can do. They can shelter their assets where you can't find them. Karine Jean-Pierre also hammered Republicans for vowing to repeal the Inflation Reduction Act, which the White House contends will cut the deficit by more than $200 billion. No, it won't. It increased the deficit by trillions. Anyway, the bottom line is Biden has repeatedly called for a repeal of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act signed into law by President Donald Trump. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's think back. I realize my audience right now, who I'm talking to, it's not like I'm speaking to a bunch of people who support liberal causes. I get that. But let's just be honest. Financially, fiscally, economically, were you better off 3 years ago or are you better off now? When the Trump tax cuts were in place and the Trump administration was running the show, was the economy better for you then or is the economy better for you now? Was gas cheaper then or is gas cheaper now? Were bank interest rates less then or are they less now? The answers to these questions are easy. The fight that we constantly have with liberals is that they don't have enough of our money. And we're trying to tell them, I don't have more to give. Then you find organizations that pretend that they're something that they're not. You've got the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Wow. The CBPP. On CBPP.org, you can find an article from June of this year. It's titled, One in Five States Slashed Their Income Tax Rates in 2023, Deepening an Already Worrisome Trend. Okay, so they're not even pretending. They're lamenting it. They cut taxes. This is a worrisome trend. They even say at one part in this article, some of the cuts are worse than others. Worse than others? Let me make sure we're clear. In the broad scheme of things, if the tax cuts themselves are considered an error, not like the results of them or how much they were or how much they impacted the bottom line for the individual people that they impact. If it's just the fact that you cut taxes at all, if that's a worrisome trend, you might be a liberal. This is where I might even say, here's your sign. But
there you go.
What? Are you
going to? Here's your sign.
Oh, we had that for you. I didn't realize you were going to hit that button. CBPP.org, though, says this year, one in five states have reduced income tax rates or allowed automatic tax cuts to take effect. Decisions that continue a three-year trend of big and mostly regressive tax cuts. All right. This organization, if you haven't already figured out, is like an uber-liberal policy organization. They cite things like in Arkansas. Arkansas, under Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, slashed personal and income tax and corporate income tax rates, worsening a decade's worth of cuts. Really? And in West Virginia, they cut taxes twice what it might cost to eliminate child poverty. Shut up. Listen, the bottom line is this. It's our money. And that's the thing. When a politician, and I recognize, they have to make sure they balance a budget and they have to pay for essential services. But you can't go with the fair share because no one can ever define what fair is. Listen, states right now are flush with cash. Federal pandemic aid and the resurgence of the economy are helping state coffers. The people that are hurting are the private sector. Government's doing fine. Think back through COVID. How many of your friends with a government paycheck missed a paycheck? None. None of them did. But everybody who ran a business or had to sell houses or, you know, dentists who had to pull teeth or people who couldn't play their music on a stage somewhere, I'm just telling you, everybody out there in the private sector suffered and is still recovering. And yet, the libs are still lamenting they don't have enough of your money. Let's take a break right now. We'll take the break and give some of y'all a chance to cool off. I can just tell right now some of the texts that are coming in are like, taxes! Anyway, we'll talk about it more. And the top of the hour will be with Justin Bogey from the Alabama Policy Institute talking about how the rollout of the new grocery tax cut went in Alabama. I'm glad we cut something, but apparently not every store remembered. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Yeah, making common sense a superpower. Hey, I got a few texts here I'll go take real quick. Frank from Huntsville texted in about Nancy Pelosi. Says Nancy Pelosi's running again because she's hoping Donald Trump wins because she secretly likes him. According to the Babylon Bee, Nancy Pelosi is running to be allowed for 2 more years of insider trading is what I just saw. John from Huntsville says, Phil picking Illinois is a bold move. I hope you're wrong because I picked Kansas. Says, however, I did pick Kansas City Chiefs to beat the Detroit Lions this night, and I was wrong. Even though Kansas City had a B-2 stealth bomber fly over, awesome. It was cool. Brian from Huntsville, render under Caesar, i.e., pay your taxes and trust God, not the government. It applies today as then. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it does. David from Huntsville, tax issues, Phil? Call a lawyer. Better yet, let's scrap the Alabama state income tax. I'm good with that, bro. By the way, don't call a lawyer. We can't give tax advice. Navy Phil from Athens says $400,000 is generated by the random number generator found in their posterior. That's where you get the $400,000. Okay, I didn't know. Jeremy from Huntsville says, I hate hearing people make more than $100,000 a year complain about taxes. Makes me sick, especially when I go and see that eggs are 6 times more than what they were 2 years ago. Or sausage is 175% more than it was 2 years ago. My rent is twice what it used to be for half as much space. I haven't had a vacation in 12 years. Jeremy, I get it, bro. And listen, that's not going to change right now. 2024 is coming, but it's going to take several things. So here's a, by the way, I got to read a quote. So one of those few times when I've had something truly go viral, I mean, I had a couple things like the time when I posted something about In-N-Out Burger and I wound up on Fox News. That was cool. But I posted something one time, just a little plaque at a restaurant that Boomer and I both know and love called Pruitt's in Gadsden. It's a little wooden plaque. It was on the wall. I mean, I'm talking about this thing is about, 4x6 hanging on the wall. It was engraved and it had a quote from Pastor Adrian Rogers. And I just took a picture. I thought, that's epic. I took a picture of my phone and just tweeted it out. And I believe it was back in the old days, Yellowhammer, my buddy Cliff Sims, who grabbed hold of that one and just sent that thing everywhere. And, man, I'm telling you right now, it got all kinds of attention. It's like this forgotten quote, but it's a great quote. You ready for this? Adrian Rogers said, quote, "You cannot legislate the poor into freedom by legislating the wealthy out of freedom. What one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. The government cannot give to anybody anything the government does not first take from somebody else. When half the people get the idea, they do not have to work because the other half is going to take care of them. And when the other half gets the idea, it does no good to work because somebody else is going to get what they work for. Well, that, my dear friends, is about the end of any nation. You cannot multiply wealthy by dividing it." Wow. That is so well said. By the way, if you want to look it up, just Google Adrian Rogers on socialism. And it's a quote that to me is just, I don't know who could have possibly said that better. But that's where we are. They truthfully believe that the liberals believe that if they tax you more, it'll make everything better in the economy. And yet it never does. But Phil, don't you know they haven't paid their fair share? What exactly is a fair share? Ask them. They can't tell you. All right. States are flush with cash. Story here on CBS News. Came out earlier this year, February of this year. Says even as the U.S. economy shows signs of slowing down, many states around the U.S. are flush with cash. Alabama would be one. With their so-called rainy day funds estimated to reach a record high of $136.8 billion total this year. By the way, if you're not familiar, Alabama does have a massive savings account. We have one. It's called the Rainy Day Fund, the Rainy Day Trust Fund. And the Rainy Day Trust Fund, it makes its money in a variety of ways, but not the least of which is offshore oil and gas drilling for the state in the state waters. We make a lot of money on that, and it just piles up. It's there for a rainy day. There are times when you look at it and go, I'm not sure what could be rainier, but you still have to go through a lot of hoops to be able to get money out of it to make use for other things. When I was in the legislature, we came in 2010. Democrats have been running the budgets into the ground for years. We were scaling back on government, but we still had to borrow $467 million from the Rainy Day Trust Fund just to make ends meet. But we did it with a repayment plan, and we repaid it. This is the state's savings account. We do have one. We're in a good position as Alabama. Lawmakers in more than half of states, it says on CBS, are responding to their new cash cushions with similar proposals by cutting taxes. 27 states this year were weighing tax cuts. Now, not all of them did, but there were 27 states looking at, we got so much money, maybe we ought to give some back. The thing that bothers me is barely half of the states were thinking about giving something back when they were all flush with cash. Guess which ones? Typically speaking, it was the red states. Says the drive to cut state taxes accelerated during the pandemic. During the past 2 years, dozens of states reduced their income taxes or created new tax credits and rebates, partly as their coffers overflowed due to strong economic growth and billions in federal pandemic aid. Of those, 21 states cut their personal tax rates, with more contemplating deeper or newer income tax proposals. Yesterday, I bragged on Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves for his stance on the idea of masking and mandating. Well, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves is also a fiscal conservative. This article points out the current tax cut proposals range from small reductions in state income tax rates to getting rid of the entire individual income tax altogether, as Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, a Republican, has proposed. Other states examining more targeted measures, such as exempting more retirement income from taxation. The reality is, you look at this, and then the article, it's CBS. So the article then goes on to say, but Mississippi ranks 50th in healthcare and 49th in its economy. What they fail to understand is that when you allow people to keep more of their money, it actually spurs the economy. If you and I had $10 in our pocket, and we wanted to buy a burger and fries and a drink, we'd be spending $7 to do it. But if we have $20 in our pocket, we might buy the burger, the fries, the drink, and get a fried apple pie to go with it and buy something for our friends. Because when people have more money, they have more spending power. And when people have individual more spending power, they buy more goods and services. And when people buy more goods and services, factories make more stuff. And when factories make more stuff, people get paid more, and it's a cycle. It's an economic cycle. It's economics 101. But liberals can't stand that because they want you to believe that the way things get resolved is if government steps in to help. And have you ever seen a government program do a better job than the private sector? I don't know. I guess putting a man on the moon or winning a war might be an example, but the rest of it, no. And even putting a man on the moon is about to take a change, I think. All right, listen, we're going to come back and wrap this discussion up with Justin Bogey from the Alabama Policy Institute. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back.